The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Yes, I am. And listen, I did take lessons, really, because you can't be this stupid without taking lessons. You know what I'm saying? I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. You know, not the right side of the issues, not the wrong side of the issues, but the actual real side of the issues. And I always a pleasure to be with you. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. Look, don't go far in this hour. Eric Golub joins me. And if you've never heard him before, I don't know why you haven't. You know, Eric is I would call him a conservative comedian, I don't even know what else conservative comedian, author. He's got more energy than most people I know. And he's spot on. He's been out in Iowa for a couple of weeks. He's actually South Carolina. He's going to be there for a few weeks as well. And I guess that's the biggest kick out of him because he is on. He went to every one of the candidates' caucus areas. He went to every one of their rallies, see where they were at, what people were doing, how they felt, you know, that kind of thing. And I thought it was great, wonderful. And so I appreciate guys like that. You know, I really do. I appreciate guys that are in the fray making things happen. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, I wish I had written this down. I didn't. But I got the sound clip because I thought it was great. There, we've come to this point, and, you know, I've been pounding on the millennials. Sorry, guys. It's just a stats show. I don't know if you don't care. I don't know if the things you care about is so much different than what we cared about, but there's still a foundational belief that you have to hang yourself on. There are still, no matter what generation it is, there are still some realities of truth that you've got to step out on. Right? Otherwise, this whole thing will come crashing down. You think of those guys that founded this country 200 some odd years ago. And they were a bunch of old white guys, and even worse than we are today. You know, it's old white guys today. But they were able to create a foundation that made this country great. It didn't become great on its own. It didn't become great just because of the people. Don't you think there are great people in Greece, great people in Italy and France and Spain and other places? Of course there are great, wonderful people there. But it's the way the government runs. It's the freedoms that they have or don't have. That's really what causes the problem. That's really what keeps people from doing better. And what I constantly are amazed at is how the left gets away with belittling, with holding up, with taking care of its downtrodden, right? Its social misfits. It's the people who can't do, like we were talking about earlier, de Blasio, turning around and deciding that the only way that minorities can reach their potential is if they could pee in the street. Now, okay, didn't use those words exactly, so don't get stupid on me. But what did he say? That one of the reasons he was passing the law was so minorities could reach their potential. What does that mean? Yeah, he couldn't be reached for comments. You're right. So that's what I'm getting at. And then you have a lawmaker that gets up. Now, check this out. Of course. When it comes to using your EBT card, we want you to feed your family. We want you to feed your loved ones. We want you to be, you know, we don't want you to move in and stay there forever. I'm not there with you. If that's your plan, is either keep pumping out children or finding a way to stay on welfare forever, I want to find a way to get you off if that's your plan. Because welfare is supposed to help you. Welfare is supposed to give you a breather so you don't have to worry about getting food for your children, getting getting the needs for your house, that kind of stuff. Right? Give you a breather so that you can go ahead and look for a job, get retrained, do what you need to do. But I got to tell you something. If you're moving in, I'll come looking for you. I want you off. Really that simple. I want you off. So this particular legislator decided, here, I want you to listen, and we'll talk about it a little bit in a second. I want you to listen if I can find it. Oh, there we go. Yeah, hey, never said I was good at this stuff.
Well, what stops people from going to Whole Foods and using the...
In case you didn't get that first part, it's what stops people. Okay? But she had that whole thing going on.
What stops people from going to Whole Foods and using the ABT, the ATM card there, and then going to a casino?
Yeah, she meant EBT. Using the EBT card, which is supposed to be used for food and such, right? We're supposed to be able to trust people to do that. Okay?
The ATM card there, and then going to a casino. It is just another effort to berate those people who are in the lower class.
Right, because the lower class, the only thing they know how to do, all they know how to do is according to her, not according to Joe. Apparently, all they know how to do is game the system. That's it. All right? And if they're going to use their card that me, my taxpayer dollars, who have said, I'm willing to help you out of a tough spot. I'm willing to help you put food on your table for your kids and for yourself so you can have the strength and nourishment you need to go out and find a job. Right? I'm not willing to give you tax money to go gamble. Right? Unless you want to give me part of the take. Unless you want to give a Texas legislator. Right? Unless you want to give the Texas government the majority of your take. Matter of fact, all of it. It's not your money. Yes, technically, we gave it to you. It is your money in that sense. But you need to spend it on what we gave it to you for. If I give my daughter money to make her car payment because she's behind or having trouble financially, and then the tow truck sitting in the driveway 2 weeks later, hooking the car up, and she comes to me and says, I need a car payment. What'd you do with the money I gave you? Well, the car payment. Well, I went and bought a new dress with it. You know, you gave it to me. It was my money. Yes, but I gave it to you to make the car payment. We've got to teach our young people. You have got to change people the way you're thinking. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Eric Olov joins me up next. Don't go far. You're going to love this segment. You're listening to The Real Side on USA Radio Networks.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-945. GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side. Not the wrong side, but the real side of the issues. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved in the conversation, you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside. Come on, can't make it any easier than that for you. Therealside.com. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I don't know if some of you were as surprised with last night's outcome as I was. And I really was surprised. Not like an oh my God surprise, but just I thought it would turn out just a tad different. But I wasn't on the ground there. I didn't really, you know, you got to kind of sense the atmosphere, sense what's going on with the energy in the air. But Eric Golub was there, and Eric is a politically conservative author and comedian. Eric, thanks for being with me.
America forever, France never. Great to be with you, sir.
Okay, good. Now, the thing that prompted me to originally contact you is I was concerned about you because I saw pictures of you up at the Bernie convention there. You know, I thought you looked like you were feeling the burn in some way, shape, manner, or form. But now that you've told me you went to all of them, I feel much better. What was that like?
I gave myself a good scrubbing after meeting all three Democrats, and I did meet 8 of the 12 Republicans. It really was two different parallel universes. As far as the Bernie Sanders rally, you know, I don't think they got the Nancy Reagan memo about just say no.
Well, you know, what was funny was there was one interview that I saw with some of his supporters who couldn't even tell you what they were for socialism, but they couldn't tell you what socialism was, because apparently socialism is all about building roads, building transportation systems, and funding Medicare. That's what they saw socialism as.
You want to see these people abandon socialism? Try to get them to share their iPhone with you and not give it back. And then all of a sudden they turn into raging capitalists who need to update their Facebook and Twitter pages every 30 seconds.
So was it like a Woodstock event there at Bernie's place?
You know, I have to give these people credit for one thing. They may be wrong about virtually everything, but they were peaceful. Okay, it was not a violent rally, and we've seen so many, maybe we've lowered the bar so much that we're so used to leftist rallies being violent, but no, these were peaceful people, and they behaved themselves. You know, you have the right to peaceful assembly, even if you're a crackpot.
You know, I was thinking Bernie probably would have done better off. I can't wait till he has his convention in Colorado. That should be a whole different animal there, don't you think, when he gets there?
You know, I have a conflict of interest on this one because I've said many, many times that I want us to be like Singapore and just start taking stoners and subjecting them to caning.
All right, so let's get to the other horse in the room, which is Hillary, and I know nothing about her size there. But, you know, here she was. She came out when it was 50-50, and she talked about her victory. I had a hard time with that because – wasn't she 70 points up on this guy back in August? And she squeaks by with, what, 6 votes? And we're hearing now they might have been a coin toss for those?
This was a loss. Hillary lost. Her people knows she lost. And the two examples that I'll use to back that up, one on each side. In 1968, LBJ defeated Eugene McCarthy by 8 points, but it was really a loss for LBJ. He then dropped out. In 1992, Bush Sr. defeated Pat Buchanan by 16 points in New Hampshire, but it was really a loss for Bush Sr. because what's he doing only winning 53-37 against Pat Buchanan? Okay, a 74-year-old socialist who until recently was known as nothing but Larry David's evil twin, okay? This guy fought Hillary Clinton to a draw, and I'll add in one more thing. The 1% Martin O'Malley, who has now gone back to his job as the green zero at the roulette wheel in Vegas, Martin O'Malley is less than 1%. You know those supporters would have gone to Bernie and not Hillary. So over 50% of the people in the Democratic Party rejected Hillary Clinton. This was a clear loss, and they're in a state of panic.
Now, you said you were visiting the O'Malley. Come on. Did he really have a camp, or did he just have a room at the Hyatt? I mean, a small room at the Hyatt. And really?
O'Malley held a rally at Simpson College with 100 supporters, and I kid you not, I thought he was going to act like Will Ferrell in Old School and just go streaking in the quad. This is a guy who just, he's led a sing-along. He actually led the students in a sing-along, and it took every ounce of restraint I had to not yell out, grow up here, you metrosexual pansy. It was pathetic. Even by liberal Democrat standards, this guy made Gore Kerry and Dukakis look like Rambo.
Well, you know what? Last night, I just couldn't believe, when I saw that he wasn't really getting any traction at all, I was really surprised he didn't back out before this. I mean, talk about saving your, whatever little self-esteem he has left. I mean, this is the guy that attacks rainwater. He really thought he was going to win in Iowa, even among Dems?
Well, if you think about it, he was banking on there being enough crackpots in the Democrat Party. But the thing is, the crackpots like Bernie. And Bernie is kind of a likable guy. I mean, just because he's wrong on virtually everything, you know, he seems like an affable fellow. So if you have a choice, you're going to want to back a winner. And the fact is that a lot of the college students preferred Bernie. The only reason why I think Bernie, you know, technically, you know, if you want to call it a loss, which I'll call it a tie, that he may have lost by a razor thin margin, is there were rumors, unsubstantiated, that 15,000 of these college kids ended up voting in Nebraska, and there's rumors that it was James Carville driving the bus.
All right, so now that we've talked about the open tent party, the party that brings everybody in, that has all kinds of candidates. I'm just trying to read off of this thing, but I'm going to choke on it in a minute. The party that gave us two old white folks. Let's move over to the party that's only four white folks, the Republicans. Were you surprised last night at the outcome at all?
No, because I was in Iowa for a couple weeks. I left the night before the caucus, and it played out as I thought it would based on two factors. One, Trump, who had done everything right since entering the race. Every strategic move he made was the right move. He made one wrong move, and that was skipping that debate. Iowa voters wanted to watch the debate. The Trump supporters went to his rally.
Right.
You know, nature abhors a vacuum. Rand Paul wrecked himself by skipping the previous debate, and Trump made the same mistake. So that was one thing. The second thing is that the evangelicals turn out. And Trump was never the candidate of the evangelicals. Trump supporters, their big issue is illegal immigration. So when you have people like Tony Perkins at the Family Research Council and Bob Vanderplas back in Cruz, you know that in a blizzard, those people will show up. And then the last thing was the big wild card would be, everybody knew Rubio was going to come in third, but would it be a weak third or a strong third? And I noticed that after that last debate, where Cruz had a bad night. He's a great debater, but that was a bad night for him. Rubio started rising. His crowd started getting bigger in the moments leading up to the caucus. He was just peaking at the right time.
Got,
and if the race would
hold
have been,
that thought.
Yeah.
Pause. You're a capitalist like I am. Got to pay for the show. Joe Mazzini, your host. I was so enthralled by the thing. I ran it. I was watching the clock. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to the real side. Be back in a minute with Eric Golick. Don't go far. Got a lot to say. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Tell you a couple of nitwits.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
When I play, we are back. Kind of a commemorative to the two, what are they calling them? Two Cubans, Hispanics, whatever, that won the race last night. I mean, really, if you really think about it, Rubio jumping up the way he did, coming in third the way he did, is a victory. I don't care what anybody says. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. Not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be involved in the conversation. Eric Golub joins me. He's a politically conservative author and comedian. And, Eric, again, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great. Bill Clinton saw a shadow today, so that's six more weeks of interns.
Oh, God. All right. Well, hey, can we cut that later? Okay, good. You brought it up. You're going to make me go take a sidebar here. They brought him out. He was going to be the big gun, right? He was going to drive it home. He comes out, and I got to give Trump credit for this, jumped all over him, and did he take the wind out of his sails, or what happened there?
No, the bottom line is as much people don't want to hear it, Bill Clinton is old. The magic is gone. It's the same reason why, you know, Leno, Letterman, and Jon Stewart are all off the air. It's just time marches on. Bill Clinton just does not captivate people the way he used to because there was no place to go for him but downward. That's just an arc. It's like Peyton Manning is a great quarterback, but not the quarterback he was 2-3 years ago.
So you don't think that any and I'm not saying a minute amount, but you don't think that the fact that that Trump hit him hard and people hit him hard about his escapades that didn't help or hurt him when he was out there?
No, because these are Democrats. So what really is hurting is Hillary Clinton is just not a very good candidate. So people who would used to come out to listen to Bill talk about Bill, they really just don't get inspired by Hillary Clinton, and Bill Clinton giving a speech for Hillary Clinton is still giving a speech for Hillary Clinton. So the young people, they wanted something that really captivates them, and Bill Clinton just, you know, remember, when Bill Clinton was popular, these kids were not born yet.
That's right. That's true. That's true. You know, I don't know if you've seen some of these emails flying and other things flying around talking about some, go figure. We have a Clinton involved, so go figure. About some of the problems they had last night with the counting of the ballots or the, you know, the counting of the votes for Hillary and Bernie. So, you know, go figure, right? Anyway.
Well, these are the same people also, the ones who are insisting that there was nothing going on. These are the same people who still think Al Gore won the White House in 2000. So now they're just taking the opposite position. What it really comes down to is you had a statistical tie. You run this race 10 times. Hillary wins it 5 times. Bernie wins it 5 times. It's a tie. And anybody who tries to say otherwise is just engaging in spin.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, back to our Republican buddy. So, again, I think I told you during the break that in watching what was happening last night, you know, being on live, I don't get to really talk about it that much. I just kind of watch it as it goes by. But, I, you know, when it first hit, I saw Trump on top. I saw Cruz behind him, but not right on his heels as far as I was concerned, based on how I thought Cruz was going to do. And Rubio was almost non-existent, even though he was the leader of the – forgive me – he was the leader of the loser pack, but he was still at the top. But when I saw him jump and hit almost 19%, it was like my antennas went up and said, wow, there's something going on here. I don't know if it had to do with areas that he hit, the way they count the ballots or what, but to see him get that much traction that quickly was quite interesting for me. And again, you weren't shocked at all, you said.
No, because the last debate was really the key. Ted Cruz had a bad night. And Ted Cruz is a phenomenal debater, but he had a bad night. However, having a bad night is better than not showing up at all. And Donald Trump, who had gotten everything right until that moment, made a blunder. Okay, even billionaires who get almost everything right make mistakes.
Right.
And skipping that debate was a major mistake. Rubio was rising in the polls in the last few days in Iowa because his debate comparatively was better than Trump, who wasn't there, and Cruz. So the crowds for Rubio were getting bigger. You know, the establishment pretty much wrote off Kasich and Christie. So Rubio, if this would have been 2 days later, Rubio might have been in second place. So this was a big win for Rubio.
You know, everybody, and I saw Santorum on the morning talk shows and that kind of stuff, and, you know, he came back from nowhere last time, so everybody thought that he would do the same thing this, not everybody, but a lot of people thought he would do the same thing this time, Huckabee. These are guys that fit the mold for Iowans. Why didn't Santorum and Huckabee do better than they did?
Because of Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz did something so incredibly unique, and I don't know if it's going to translate to New Hampshire, but what Ted Cruz did is he got the evangelicals to coalesce around him, but he also got the libertarians to coalesce around him,
wow,
which explains why Rand Paul did so unbelievably poorly, because Ron Paul had the libertarians all to himself. But now you had all these libertarians saying, I'm fine with Rand Paul and Ted Cruz.
Wow.
So Cruz was able to unite factions, and that just reduced a lot of these other candidates to an asterisk.
You know, Rand Paul turned me off, and I think it was two debates ago, where he almost comes off as, you know, I don't need to be here. You people need to realize I'm the guy for the job, so just vote for me and let's move on. It's kind of the attitude I get from him that you didn't get from his father.
His father, whatever one thinks of their ideas, Ron Paul is funny. He's a funny guy with a good sense of humor, and Rand Paul tends to come across as more serious to the point of dour, and that's something that hurts Rick Santorum as well, because Rick Santorum is incredibly solid on policy, and the true believers love him, but the guy needs to smile more.
Yeah, what about, talk about smiling, you ever see Trump smile, really? I mean, he's sitting there listening to a question, and he's got that scowl on his face, and you're thinking, come on, somebody needs to tell you. He needs to have a big sign next to the camera going, smile. He never smiles.
And if you look at Ted Cruz, he does. Yeah,
yeah.
Ted Cruz does, and Marco Rubio does. People want a hopeful, optimistic vision. And if you listen to their speeches last night, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz were overwhelmingly positive. Trump tried to be. And then on the Democrat side, Bernie Sanders gave very gracious positive remarks, whereas Hillary Clinton wouldn't even mention his name. She congratulated Martin O'Malley and then wouldn't mention Sanders by name. It was just, she just came across as so angry. It was like she was the love child of Howard Dean and Elizabeth Warren. Stop the screaming, lady. Smile. Lighten up.
I gotta
have
eat
a brand look.
I got to eat a little bit. Don't do that to me. So, When you were out there, did you visit? You said you visited them all. So Fiorina's camp, Kasich's camp, and that kind of thing. Was there the same amount of energy, or was there kind of a cautious, optimistic view on what was going on there in Iowa?
I will say this much. As somebody who's on the speaking circuit himself, I had a couple of events where I had larger crowds than two of the lower-tier presidential candidates. I'm not going to say who they were, but at one of my events I had 50 to 60. They had 40 to 45, and in one case, 30. So what it really comes down to is you have to. Iowa people will show up. If you offer them a reason, they will come out in the worst weather. They want to be part of the process. So if they're not coming out, it's because they feel that you're unimpressive. But then again, it's also hard to tell if the people who show up, represent just a blip of the support or the entire support. And with Rubio, the crowds kept getting bigger and bigger. With Cruz's last rally that I went to, you couldn't even get in. CNN couldn't get in, and it was very enjoyable watching CNN personnel. Yeah, they had to sit in the hallway griping, because the Cruz people wouldn't give them special treatment and part the Red Sea like Moses. So I saw the crowds. Now, sometimes it could be illusory. Chris Christie spoke in front of several hundred people, and he wowed them, and, I mean, sustained applause, but it just didn't translate into anything on caucus night.
Yeah, I asked this question. I had Kerry Davis on, and I asked her the same question, which is, why is Chris Christie not being able to get a hold? He's not getting any traction. He's not really a bad guy. I know he's not the conservative we'd like him to be, but he's not a bad guy. Why isn't he getting anywhere?
Well, there's two things. One, Chris Christie and John Kasich never competed in Iowa. They just didn't. They're banking it all on New Hampshire. They showed up in like the last 2-3 days. You can't do that, okay? So they wrote off Iowa, and then Iowa wrote off them. The other thing is, in the same way the anti-establishment was kind of fractured, so was the establishment. And what hurt Kasich and Christie and Jeb was that Rubio, in the last, after that last debate, Rubio just started rising. If Jeb would have been able to knock down Rubio, it could have been a free-for-all. But I would say that after New Hampshire, if they don't find a way to nick Rubio, and right now Rubio is rising, if they don't nick him, Christie, Kasich, and even Jeb could all be done.
All right, well, we got to go to a quick break. We'll come back. I want to talk a little bit more about the importance of Iowa. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to The Real Side. We will be right back. Don't go far, really. A lot more good stuff at the break.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Some people dress cause they like to get dressed, but you just dress to get dressed.
It's only a hunch, but I'll bet you a bunch he wears suspenders, a belt, and a vest.
Am I correct in my assumption that you gentlemen find my habiliments reprehensible?
I think there's something wrong with his throat.
You either got or you haven't got style.
We are back. Yeah, you either got it or you don't. You can't learn it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side. Always the right side of the issues, at least I believe so. Anyway, if you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I've got Eric Golub on the line with me, politically conservative author and a comedian, and I always appreciate the time that he spends with me. Eric, thanks for being with me.
Go Panthers. Good to be with you.
So on the Iowa situation for Republicans, now the Iowa doesn't, why we make such a big deal out of it, and I think it's because it's the first really vote that there is towards the presidency, but it's never really chosen the Republican presidents and really never done much for us. Agreed?
Well, the expression is, as Iowa goes, so goes Iowa. But having said that, if you take the first four states together, Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada, the process works perfectly, and I'll burn through it quickly. Bottom line is you've got diversity, the real kind, in every sense of the word. Iowa, the social conservatives, New Hampshire, the libertarian economic conservatives, South Carolina, the foreign policy conservatives. Then you've got Iowa and New Hampshire, overwhelmingly white. South Carolina has a large black population, Nevada, a large Hispanic population. And lastly, you've got Iowa in the Midwest, you've got New Hampshire in the Northeast, South Carolina in the South, and Nevada in the West. So those four states together really are a great cross-section of the United States. The process works.
Yeah, I agree with you. I look at what, you know, what's going on, and even my hardcore Democrats, family members in Massachusetts are having a hard time because they don't want to vote for their two choices. Well, now they're two choices. And they're having a hard time with some of the Republican candidates. Now, you're in South Carolina right now, right?
Right.
All right, so how's the atmosphere there? I mean, how are the candidates faring, the Republican candidates faring overall there?
South Carolina right now is enjoying a few days where they could just be left alone. They figure that they'll have some peace and quiet for the most part until the New Hampshire primary on the 9th. Right now, South Carolina, they're obsessed with the Panthers. Everybody's in Super Bowl mode, and, you know, the minute the Super Bowl is over, and as soon as the New Hampshire primary is over, then you're going to see everybody flood down to South Carolina. But right now, with a couple of exceptions, you know, candidates that have written off New Hampshire, like, for instance, Rick Santorum, he's coming straight to South Carolina because he doesn't play well in New Hampshire. You know, right now it's pretty quiet. Around February 9th, late at night, it's going to start getting red hot.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I mean, which one of our guys is going to be able to take California?
Does it matter?
I don't think California. I would like to start carving it off and sending it off to the ocean, like I've been told for years was going to happen. But I don't. Not that it matters, but I would like to see us put up a candidate that can get some kind of traction in this state. Give me some hope. Real hope, not
you
the
know,
stuff
the
we got 7 years
with,
ago.
You can win the White House, but if your state is terrible, then it's not going to matter inside that state. So California, the big deal, what they need to do is they need to win the U.S. Senate race to replace Barbara Boxer, and there's a strong conservative Republican running, Tom Del Vaccaro. He is the former chair of the California Republican Party, the one right before Jim Brolte. And he's got the trifecta of economists backing him, that being Larry Kudlow and Steve Moore. So, you know, and I know there's a third one that right now it's escaping me, but, you know, the supply siders like Tom. So, you know, we've got to take back Barbara Boxer's Senate seat. You know, we've got to win the governor's race in 2018 because, you know, winning the White House is not going to do any good if the left controls everything at the lower level.
Yeah, agreed. I've got some friends of mine who are just really having a hard time figuring out who to vote for president. I said, look, don't get so stuck on this presidential race that you don't look down ticket, because we could get the best guy in the world in there. The bottom line with it is if we don't, if we don't change the Senate and the Congress, it's for naught. We're not going to get anywhere. And I think people need to realize
our best hope is that the earthquake makes us part of Russia, because at least, unlike in New York and Chicago, Vladimir Putin can keep the streets clean after a snowstorm.
You're going to slap me. I know you are. But can we get Putin to run? I mean, seriously, I only need him for about 2 years. He'll clean this place up in about 2 years. There won't be any more, you know, $1,600 toilet seats. We'll be fine. I'm telling you, it'll work out. But nobody agrees with me.
Well, but the problem is he's already being asked to replace de Blasio with de Blasio turns up.
You know what? How bad does it have to be when they've asked de Blasio to go and campaign in Iowa for Hillary? I think about that. Why would you send him there?
Blasio's got to do something. I mean, he's got to do something. I mean, it's not like he wants to govern his own, you know, area. When you suck at your job and you have the money, you go on vacation. That's why Obama keeps going golfing. It's why Michael Bloomberg takes trips to, like, Tahiti or wherever he's going. Okay? When you hate your job and you're bad at it, what do? You go to another place where nobody knows who and where you are. It's like Johnny Manziel putting on, like, the fake mustache and wig to sneak into into the Vegas strip club. If you're good at your job and you like your job, you stay there and you do your job.
You brought him up, so I'm going to go with it. Bloomberg, does he get in or not? He's threatening to run as a third party candidate. And I hope he does, because he'll take the Dem vote.
He's too conservative for the liberals. He's too liberal for the conservatives. He'll absolutely split the Democrat vote because the gun owners, here's what people don't understand, the people who are Bloomberg backers. Everybody that Bloomberg campaigns for around the country loses. Okay. He is political Chipotle. He's toxic.
All right, so, hey, back to de Blasio. I know we're jumping all over the place, but I know you got to... You heard that he's pushing for a law to allow them to pee in the streets of New York now, and he's doing that. So, now check this out. These are his words, not mine. So the minorities and the blacks can reach their full potential. I have been playing with that for days, going, what the heck? What full potential? Emptying your bladder? I don't understand what he means.
This is the exact opposite of the approach taken by Joe Clark from Lean on Me fame or Jaime Escalante in Stand and Deliver. You know, this is what we call the soft bigotry of low expectations. And what Bill de Blasio is basically saying is that minorities are animals. They cannot control themselves, and therefore we need to treat them like animals. It's bigotry. It's vile. And the fact is that at some point, and it's going to happen in 2017, I think that's when de Blasio's term is up, is they're going to say, hey, you know what? I understand we're liberals, but we want a clean street.
Yeah, but we're not
idiots.
Let's
bring in a Republican. Yeah. They'll bring in another Republican like they do whenever things go to heck in a handbasket in the liberal area.
All right. So your prediction for New Hampshire?
My prediction, I think Marco Rubio is going to come in second, which is what he's aiming for. You might see the revenge of Trump on this one.
Really?
The key is who gets third. I don't think Cruz plays well in New Hampshire. I think Trump can still win New Hampshire, followed by Rubio. And then the battle for third is basically going to be a battle for survival. And then we see if it's Christie, Kasich, or Jeb. And I'm thinking probably Christie.
Interesting. Okay. And I don't, you know, and again, when we get to that point, when I'm looking at that, I look at New Hampshire. I grew up in Massachusetts, you know, and I look at New Hampshire. And I always saw those people as kind of laid back. Don't bother me. I won't bother you. But they have changed so much that for me, I never know what to call with them.
They're also different.
Yeah, they are different. Yes, they are a different breed, different group of people. The next three to go. I know you don't have a crystal ball, but you know my attitude is Santorum needs to bow out. Kasich, I think he won't leave until the very last moment. He seems to be so full of himself. I don't see him going anywhere. But who are the next two or three to leave? Do you think?
Well, your analysis of Kasich is perfect. You know, he's one of those. That's why I'm so surprised that Huckabee dropped out, because he was an egomaniac in 2008. You know, Rand Paul is already running in 2020, 2030, and 2040. So, realistically, the ones that are going to probably bow out gracefully, I would say, you know, at some point, Ben Carson gets out, Carly Fiorina gets out. The big key to everything is going to be Jeb, because the powerful bald white guys, they're going to get in a room and they're going to do one of two things. Either they're going to double and triple down and try to absolutely obliterate Marco Rubio, or they're going to go to Jeb and say, Jeb, it's time for a rubber chicken dinner and a gold watch. I think they're probably going to double down,
really?
At which point the powerful bald white guys, yeah, they will, because, you know, if their money is on the line. So they're basically going to go to Kasich and Christie and say, hey, if you ever want to have a job in politics again, say as like ambassador to Belgium, okay, you would better get the hell out of this race.
Wow, you're the second or third guy I've heard say that, so that's really scary. Look, we're up against the time. Go ahead and tell people how they find Eric Golub.
on Facebook and Twitter, Tiger Express, T-Y-G, quadruple R, Express. And my newest politically conservative comedy book is Ideological Lunacy. My newest religious comedy book is Jewish Lunacy.
And we've got, you know, I've got to get a couple of those books. I'll get with you later on. I want to be able to give them away. I love it. You know, I want to give away some of these books. People love them. They love to read them. Anyway, thanks for being with me, Eric. I really appreciate the time that you spent with me today.